I rhyme to see myself, to set the darkness echoing. That's Seamus Heaney, the last line of his poem, Personal Helicon. I haven't read it for years, but when I sat down to write this, it loomed at me through the fog of wondering why I write. I had years of psychotherapy when I was a kid. That wouldn't happen on the NHS these days, but then it did. I was school phobic, massively anxious, a bit of a mess. I was also outgoing, smiley, and I'm told quite funny. Funny ha-ha, that is, rather than funny peculiar, though I was undoubtedly that too. I was a bit of a paradox, and I guess there's always been something a bit paradoxical about why I write. As a child, I wrote lots, poems and songs and stories. I think I did it partly because I could, because adults said I was good at writing. I craved approval, and though my stomach flipped with nerves, I loved the buzz of performing for an appreciative audience. In Heaney's poem, he recalls as a child staring a big-eyed narcissus into the water, and I'm sure there was some narcissism in my impulse to write. Even as I was doing it, often in the bathroom where I'd lock myself for hours to avoid school, I had half an eye on how my latest opus would be received, how it might validate me, make me shine. By the time I was 9, I was fairly set on the idea of being a famous singer, pianist, songwriter, all the more so after me and Debbie Jackson smashed it at the Harvest Supper with our rendition of my latest numbers, The Flood, a tense dramatic song with a crashing bass line, and Shy Little Girl, a sentimental ballad that began, "There's a shy little girl living down the street. No socks or shoes are on her tiny feet. Shy little girl with your clothes so poor, come to my door and I'll give you some more." You get the idea. I digress. There was always a second, very different reason why I wrote. I wrote because my head felt overstuffed with thoughts and fears and, I don't know, the world. The world was too much with me. I wrote to try and make sense of things. I wrote to understand. And writing, like playing the piano, seemed to be a way to lose myself in a place I could control, keep safe. I'd be focused when I wrote. I'd stop being self-conscious. I wrote to make myself present, and at the same time, to disappear. And those are the reasons I write now. When I was about 20 and mostly out of the bathroom, I stopped writing. I don't know why. Perhaps it felt like an embarrassing adolescent indulgence. Perhaps I believed I wasn't good enough to do it properly. Or maybe I was just too busy trying to grow up, become a teacher, learn to drive. It was in my 30s, nursing a broken heart from a failed love affair, that I got back to it, writing to try and deal with myself. And to communicate, to use the most powerful tool I thought I had to bring back my lover with words. These days I mainly write in other personas, voices and characters in plays and poems. Writing helps me get under the skin of other people, to connect, and it allows me to disappear for a while. Then later, if what I write is performed or published, there I am. Seeing myself, setting the darkness echoing.